I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski coming to you today with another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience podcast. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And here, you know, we talk about all things around business and the client experience, but mostly because of really two things that I always want you to keep in mind. You always want to be massively enhancing customer value. And two, we want to try at any point in time to try to highlight the actual change that clients get. We don't always want to be talking about the deliverables and the things that you're actually going to get, right? And the last couple weeks, when it's just been me here and I haven't featured one of my amazing guests, you've listened to me the last sort of month or 6 weeks go into part of my, what I call my rule of three strategy, which is kind of a customized way to build an online footprint and to strategically connect with people that are the best fits for your audience. Now, about a little over a month ago, I recorded an episode on collaborations, that what I consider to be the do's and the don'ts. And that was probably a little over a month ago. So you definitely want to listen to that one. And then 2 weeks ago, I recorded an episode about networking, about six strategies to approach networking, especially if you're in an in-person event or an in-person retreat or something else. And what I want to follow up with today, this is kind of the trifecta of the three, is how do you really do reach outs with people without feeling spammy or like you're a used car salesman? And I don't know about you, but probably several times a week, I get random DMs from people telling me how great their product is and would I like to take a look. And these are people that have never reached out to me. They don't know anything about me from Adam or anybody else. And it just really gives me pause because, number one, it's such a crappy way to do a connection with someone, right? Someone you don't know really anything about them, how they operate their business, what's important to them, et cetera. And then the other thing that really frustrates me, and that's putting it kindly, is there are coaches out there teaching this crap. They're teaching it all the time. And while I don't object to doing reach outs, I think if you're a business owner, you have to be comfortable reaching out to people that you don't know and that don't know you and starting a conversation. You just have to be able to do that. And if you don't want to do that, then you probably need to look at another job or not being a business owner, or you need to have someone on your team that does all of that for you. But if you own and run a business, you need to be able to have conversations with people that you don't know. And most of the time, it's us that are starting those conversations. And this is really where a lot of things happen, is in the conversations. So what I want to talk about today is what I think an easier way to do reach outs. It's a way that I usually, I'm kind of a method that I follow. And I think what I want you to keep in mind is that it's important to find the language and the style that feels good to you. And look, a lot of us, if you're an introvert, the thought of reaching out to someone that you don't know and talking to them probably isn't very pleasant, honestly. But I'm very much an extrovert. I'm probably almost off the chart an extrovert. I feel like anywhere I go, I can easily talk to people. That's really a skill that I really got from my mom because she's always been like that too. And I feel like this is something that you can learn if you don't think that you're good at it. So I don't want you to think it's just reserved for a few people. This is a skill that you can learn, that you can master, that you can actually do it your way in a way that feels good to you. But today, you know, like I said, I want to sort of outline the way that we do reach outs here in the hopes that that will give you value. But I also want to go over what I think are five tips how to approach reach outs and the way you want to be thinking about this anytime you're connecting with someone, whether this person is a potential client, whether this person could be a referral partner, whether this person could simply just be somebody good to know in your audience. And look, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You can never know too many people when you're a business owner. Okay. You really need to make it a point to be stretching yourself and meeting new people on the regular. One of the things that I teach my clients to do that work with me on their business is to do 5 reach outs a day minimum. And I always encourage them to start with what I call the low hanging fruit, which are people that are already in your audience. There's no reason why you can't talk to people that already know you about your business. In fact, I would recommend it, and not for the opportunity to sell something. It's not that. But we don't get better at things unless we practice. So talking to people that already know you, even if they're not the best fit for your offers, it's never a bad thing as a business owner. So think about it like that, that if you want to take of those 5 reach outs a day, I usually tell my clients, talk to 1 or 2 of your friends, someone in your network that already knows you, just so that you get comfortable and you get in the habit of doing it. But the other people need to be strategically chosen people, either to talk about what you do with, to build a relationship with, to potentially explore the option of being referral partners or collaborative partners or whatever. You know, some of this is, you know, really stuff that I've talked about between collaborations and networking. But when it comes to reaching out, when I talk to people about this and when I talk to clients about this, it's almost like I get the deer in the headlights look. Like, what do you mean I'm going to have to reach out to people? These people don't know me and I don't know them. And what do I say? And a lot of this, you just get more comfortable doing the more you do it. The more reps you get, in other words, the more confident you get at it. So, you know, if I get one more direct message, I've probably had 3 today. If I get one more message today that starts with, I see you're a business owner with some kind of pitch attached to it, I think I'm just going to throw something at my computer. Now, I don't mean that literally, but that's just, you know, kind of a thought that I had this morning when I'm like, I can't believe that this is still being taught. So, but the internet today, the virtual space, the online world, whatever you want to call it, has turned into this giant used car dealership. Okay. You know, the old way that we used to do business back in the 90s when I started my first business was, is we talked to people. I can remember when I started CU Fitness, I used my cell phone as my main number because it was the only line that I had. And I got on the phone and I called people and I talked to people. I think on average, I probably talked to at least 10 people every day. And this was outside of seeing clients and meeting with people and just really beating the bushes to see if I could make this thing work. You know, there was no online space back then. There was no social media. You know, if you had an email address, you were pretty cool because there weren't a lot of that. Wasn't a lot of that going on until probably the mid-1990s, right? So here's my point saying all this is that years ago, we used to talk to people and invest time in building a relationship with people, right? Sometimes it took weeks. Sometimes it was months. Sometimes it was years. I've actually had reach outs from people that I've been talking to for years who have finally said they were ready to work with me. And there's really no rhyme or reason to the amount of time that it takes. But here's what I want you to know about that. It's so important that you reach out and have a real conversation and be a real human, right? So you don't want to get in the habit of sliding into people's messages, pitch immediately, and then act confused or dumbfounded when they don't respond. I had a message to someone on LinkedIn this morning, and it was about a sales funnel that this particular business built. This is kind of their product. And this guy said that he had created kind of a free version for me to try. Would I be interested in trying it? Now, mind you, I don't know anything about this guy. I didn't know anything about his business. And to my knowledge, he didn't know anything about me until this morning. And so I went back to him and I said, you know, hi, Joe, or I'm not going to say his name, but I said, thank you so much for the connection. I usually don't do business with people that I don't know. I prefer to build a relationship first, so I'm going to decline your generous offer. You know, let's stay connected. So I was trying to keep it on the up and up and be pleasant about it and be positive, to which he must have responded in the next hour and said, .. Well, can we get on a call? And it would just seem very awkward. So I went back to him and I said, let's stay connected for now and perhaps we can get on a call in the future. I was just like, you know, I always really want to try to, you know, explain to people when this happens, why this isn't cool, number one, and number two, that there's usually a better way to do it. And I probably get multiple of these messages every week asking me to join their MLM model. We're looking for brand partners. I've probably gotten 2 of those this week. you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think there's a better way. In fact, I know there's a better way. So don't treat people's inboxes like it's your personal sales funnel, okay? You know, what you want to do is build a relationship with a human that's actually behind the profile, right? So let me just run down for you real quick how I do reach outs and what I teach. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of the nuts and bolts about this. Hopefully, it'll give you something to think about. And look, if you've got feedback for me, if you're like, you know what, that really sounds good, but that just doesn't work, then reach out to me and let's have a conversation because I'm always open to feedback. If you have a better approach, let's hear it. Perhaps I could interview you on the show and we could actually talk about it because it's 2025 and I feel like we have to get real about how we talk to people, how we show up, how we present ourselves. And we have to act like real humans, like we're actually interested in the other person instead of just getting the deal, right? So here's how we do reach outs. So normally, you know, once we strategically choose who we want to connect with, and again, I'm going to reference that you go back and listen to my episode on collaborations, do's and don'ts, because I offer some feedback there on how to actually do that, how to actually choose people that are good people to have these conversations with. It might give you a really good starting point, but let's assume that you've done all that. And, or maybe you're just scrolling and looking for people to connect with. I always recommend that you engage with people's content first. Maybe you're on their email list, or maybe you're just kind of one of those people that you watch from afar. And then, you know, you kind of want to observe and kind of see what they're all about. And to me, what's always interesting to me is what people post and talk about on a regular basis. And I usually try to read between the lines and say, that's a really interesting perspective. What is this person? This person really cares about this. This person must really care about this too, right? And so it really kind of gives you an insight into how they operate, what their values are, what they hold dear and true to themselves, right? So it's just a really good place to start. So let's assume that you've done that for a little while and then you decide that you want to connect with somebody. So what we usually do is I'll usually be the first to send a DM, although I am on the receiving end of a lot of people who send introductory DMs. And I'll say something like, hey, Sue, thanks so much for that post that you did the other day or whatever it was that they shared that I thought was really helpful. Then I'll say something like, it was really helpful to see, you know, and I'll explain a little bit about what they talked about because I want them to know that I'm a real person, right? And I didn't read through the whole thing, but I got enough of an insight to know, or at least what I want to believe, who they are. And then I'll say, I would like to know more about what you do. And then I usually leave it alone and let them respond. And they're either going to respond or they're going to blow me off. But most of the time when I do a reach out like that, people will respond to me and say, hi, Allison, thanks so much for the message. Here is what we do. And they'll answer my question. And then usually the next question is they're asking me, what do you do? And then we just kind of take the conversation from there. And then I'll either talk about what I do or I'll talk about, you know, why I got into business or something, because I want them to know something about me, not just the fact that I have offers to sell. And this is really the main point that I want you to get. I want you to understand that talking to people and going back and forth and learning about them is one of the best uses of your time as a business owner. I said this when I did the collaborations episode, and I'll say it again. When my first job out of graduate school was working for a chain of health clubs, and I worked for a guy who was very good at sales. He was a national sales manager for a medical supply company at the time. And when the company had gone public, he had made quite a bit of money and he opened up, you know, the clubs. And so I was hired to be the general manager so that he and his wife were actually having their first child and they didn't want to be in the gym all the time. So I was basically stepping in to act like him. And it was a really good opportunity for me to really get my feet wet, to learn about how a real business is run and learn about all the different departments and all that kind of stuff. I think you can study and read about all that, but till you actually do it, you really learn a lot more when you're on the job. But one of the things that he told me in our first sales trainings, he did regular trainings every quarter for us, for me and for the team. And one of the things that he always emphasized, and one of the things that he was really good at, was having conversations with people. And he said this, and I'll never forget it, and I know I've shared it with you before, but I'll say it again, is that he said, one of the best things you can do is talk to people and get to know them. Ask them questions about them. People love to talk about themselves. They feel flattered when you ask them for their opinions, when you ask them for their advice. Talk to people. Believe me, he says, it'll never go wrong. And anytime I would have someone walk in the club and want to take a tour or want to walk around, or perhaps they were interested in a membership, or even if they weren't and they were just interested in getting information, what I always wanted to do, number one, was make them feel safe. In other words, like I wasn't going to jump right on them and ask them to buy, right? You never want to do that, by the way. And number two was to make sure that they knew they felt heard. And usually what I would start with were questions about them. So I would ask questions like, tell me what you do for a living. Are you from around here? You know, what are the things that you're interested in learning about, you know, in our facility? I mean, I try to keep the questions a little generic. And then as I got answers, I would ask more questions. Because remember, you keep the focus on them when you're getting to know people. I can't remember if it was Zig Ziglar or somebody else that said this, is that you will make more fans when you act interested in people versus having them be interested in you, right? And I think that goes a long way when you're working on doing reach outs and having conversations with people. People can sense when you're anxious, when you're not very confident, and when all you want to do is get the deal or you want to get a quick answer. And I've had plenty of those kind of messages too. And so one of the things that I really like to do is flip the message on its head and go back to somebody and say, that's really interesting that you would ask me that because we've never really talked before. So instead, what I want to know is I want to know exactly what you do and how you help people, right? So I want to try to learn as much as I can about the person if I feel like I'm getting pitched. And most of the time, what I find is they're not really receptive to that because that's just not what they've been trained to do. And then I'll usually go back, you know, again and try to repeat myself. My mom always says the broken record technique works if you practice it, right? So I'll usually go back and say something like, as I've said before, I usually don't like to do business with people that I've just met. Instead, I prefer to build a relationship. So perhaps we could hop on a call in the future and we could learn more about what we do. Are you interested in that? And I usually don't go that route unless I feel like they're just not hearing me. And sometimes I feel like when I start the conversation with that, people do hear me. But when it's me doing the reach out, I want to be very clear, crystal clear, that I'm more interested in them and what they do. And I want to know what they do in their business. Who do they help? What are the things that they like to do? That kind of thing. Because it always, I think, sets the stage for you as somebody who's really more interested in them. And when people feel like you genuinely care about them, not only will they tell you everything that you need to know, but they are more likely to be open to a conversation with you. And that's the point that I'm really trying to make here, okay? So it's really not rocket science, but it does take a careful, thought-out plan in terms and time in your calendar, like regularly scheduled time in your calendar to do this. And I promise the more you do it, the easier it feels and the more confident you'll feel. And don't get me wrong. You're probably still going to have people that don't act interested, that just blow you off, maybe don't even respond. That's okay because they're just showing you that they're not your people, right? So you just move on to the next person on the list, okay? So there is a really good way that you can approach this where you don't feel like the used car salesman. But my best advice is ask people about them first, be genuinely interested in them and what they do, and be curious about what they're saying. And when you ask the questions in the right way, people will tell you everything that you need to know. And then you can decide how much you want to pursue the relationship, right? So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there. Right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. So now what I want to do is give you five strategies or tips that hopefully you can use toward doing reach outs in the DMs. Maybe it's an email, maybe it's a voice note that you can leave in lieu of a text. Or what I'm doing a lot now is doing voice memos in social media. Sometimes I'll do this in Facebook and Messenger. I'll do this on Instagram. Sometimes I'll even do them on LinkedIn too. But I try to mix it up because I feel like if we get really used to doing something one way, sometimes it can feel almost like a foreign language to do it in another way. But I do think that when you hear someone's voice, I think it tells you a lot about them. It tells you kind of where they are. And I think you can kind of listen for the energy behind the voice too, and you can make a decision. Is this a conversation that I want to keep having, right? So I would really encourage you to do that. A colleague of mine does a lot of video messages, which is another really good way to do reach outs. You can do this in your DMs on Facebook. When we have guests on our podcast, one of the things that I do is I'll send a follow-up note and I'll include a video of me. And usually it's thanks for the chat today. I really appreciated your insights about whatever it is that we talked about. And I would love for us to schedule a chat where we could talk about how we could support each other in the future. And I'll usually include my calendar link, and then we just go from there. So that's also a way that's really worked well for us. So here are five strategies and tips, hopefully, that you can use around reach outs in your business. And if you're not doing reach outs on a regular basis, I would really encourage you to start doing them. We don't ever want to get complacent just because we're busy. Okay. The goal is that we want to stay busy. We want to stay booked. We want to stay busy. We want to feel like our pipeline is always filling, right? And the way to do that is to continue to be communicating and having conversations with people. Okay. All right. So here are five tips to think about. Number one, do your homework first. This is what I was saying at the beginning of this episode, where it might be a good idea to look at their profile, read the information that you can about them and what they do. Sometimes a good way to do this is to follow their content for a while. If they have a freebie that you're interested in getting, get on their email list, just kind of see how they roll a little bit and get a feel for who they are. And this really, what this does when you do it, reach out to them, is that they really feel like you're actually interested and you know something about them. And this kind of eliminates the whole reaching out to 50 people a day and saying the same thing, right? So understand how they serve people, okay? And sometimes it helps if you can reference something specific, like, I really loved your recent post where you talked about this, whatever it was that they talked about, okay? Instead of this, I see you're a business owner. I see you're a coach. I see you're a retreat leader, whatever. You can say that to anybody on any given day, right? So do your homework first. It really does pay off. And sometimes it gives you an idea of what to talk about. Okay. All right. Tip number two is comment meaningfully on their stuff before you send them a DM. Again, I mentioned this a little while ago, but I'm going to give you a little more context here. Sometimes it helps to engage with their content first. Okay. Add insights to their post. Wow, that was a really helpful thought. I hadn't thought about it that way. Or I really like how you reference this. This is a really positive way to look at something. And look, I probably get several people that do this to me randomly. And sometimes I can sort of see what they're doing. They're really trying to engage with me and genuinely build connection, which I appreciate. But when I see you do that same kind of post or same kind of comment on people's stuff, it really doesn't seem genuine. Okay. So like I said in tip number one, learn about them first. Do your homework. Read about what they do. Read up on their bio. See who they're friends with. you know, sort of familiarize yourself with what it is that they do. Okay. And then when you do that, you can add genuine insight to their post. Share their stuff. If you think something's really helpful, share it with your audience. Okay. So this time, by the time you send them a message, it's not like you're reaching out to a complete stranger. Okay. All right. Tip number three, ask about their work, not their problems. Okay. And this is one of the things that I think is done so wrong today about reach outs. There are a lot of people that assume you have the same problem. You know, let's say, take the message I got on LinkedIn this morning about the guy building the sales funnel. He assumed that I had a sales problem, right? And he had never had a conversation with me about what I do, how my business runs, or anything. He just assumed that I had a problem with the sales funnel. Now, having said that, as a business owner, one of the big goals that every business owner has is to make more sales. Okay. Everybody wants to make more sales. Everybody wants to serve more people. Everyone wants to grow their business. That's a fact, right? But he was assuming that I had a problem with the sales funnel. He had never engaged with me before. He didn't know boo about what I did other than what was in my profile on LinkedIn. Okay. So instead of coming to me immediately with that assumption, what would have been a lot better is if he talked about, here's what I do, here's why I do it, and here are some resources that I think might be helpful for you, or something like that, right? Then at least I could at least have the opportunity to check it out on my own, right? Before I went back to him with either a yes, I would like to learn more, or no, I'm not interested, okay? So don't assume they have a problem first. Act genuinely interested in what they do, okay? And ask them about that. People love to talk about what they do and what's working for them, right? Okay. Show interest in them, in other words. Tip number four, offer value without strings. Okay. Let me explain what I mean by this. Okay. So if you see somebody, say, for instance, I'm a retreat professional and I also help other business owners monetize their retreats in their business. I do this by helping them build retreats into the ecosystem of their business. So for example, if you have a group coaching program, then I can show you how to build a retreat in and add more value and make more money in your business. That's one example, okay? So one of the ways, if I was going to do a strategic DM to somebody that also does retreats, is I'm not going to assume that they have a problem with their retreats. That would be wrong of me, okay? But what I am going to do is if I see somebody consistently posting and consistently what looks to me like they're trying to make sales, right? Especially if I don't see a lot of interaction on their posts or any of that, okay? One of the things I might do is say, is reach out and say, I noticed that you have a retreat coming up in Florida. I'm making that up, but let's say that that was the case. I would love, you know, how are your sales going? Or tell me about your retreat and what the program is going to be like. So see, I want to get them talking about what they do, okay? And usually when they do that, they may say, well, I have a retreat coming up in October and I'm trying to fill my spots, to which I would say something like, okay, that sounds really interesting. What are you doing to fill your spot? So again, I'm trying to get in a conversation with them, not to sell myself, but to see if I can help without, say, this is what I do and this is what I can help you do, right? You know, I've had guests on my podcast before where when we've done a follow-up chat and it comes up in conversation that they're trying to sell a retreat, one of the things that I'll ask is, how can I help? Is there anything that I can help you with? To which point they may say, well, I'm trying to fill these last spots and I'm sort of running out of options or whatever. Then, you know, usually what I'll say is, okay, well, what are you doing now to promote your spots? Because I'm trying to figure out if there is a really good way that I can help. And number two, you know, obviously I'm always seeing if someone's a candidate for what I do, but of course I'm not going to lead with that, right? So again, it's all about how you ask the questions and how you let the conversation go, right? Always prepare to lead with value, okay? Don't lead with value with strings attached. Well, if you do this, I'll give you this. Don't do that. Just offer the value up front. One of the things I did once with one of my podcast guests is I said, well, if you're open to it, because you always want to ask permission, if you're open to it, I'd love to take a look at your page and see if there's something that I could help you adjust with your copy or your promise. And usually they're all over that. Sure, I'll do that. I had a girl on my show a couple years ago who was completely down in the dumps about a retreat she had coming up. And I could just sense that she was really feeling heavy about it. So I said, I'll tell you what, If you're open to it, I would love to take a look at your sales page and see if there's something that I could help you adjust right now. Are you open to that? And of course, she said, absolutely, that would be great if you don't mind. Of course. I said, give me permission to share your screen with me and let's look at your page. And it probably took 10 or 15 minutes. There were a few things that I suggested. She said, thank you so much. This makes me feel so much better. And she sent me a message the next day and said she had sold 2 spots. Now, I'd like to think it was because of what I suggested, but I also think that she was feeling a lot more confident about selling it after that, right? And so you just never know what people need to hear or what will help move them forward. And that's really what I want you to understand about it, okay? So always offer value without strings. Genuinely offer to help, okay? And sometimes what I find when people experience this, they're much more likely to stay in your ecosystem and they may actually become a client in spite of all that, right? So you can never go wrong with that approach, okay? All right, tip number 5, and this is the last one, is play the long game, okay? Don't try to turn every immediate connection into immediate business. It doesn't work like that, okay? Build a relationship. Check in months later just to see how they're doing. Hey, don't say, I'm circling back to see where you are. Don't do that. Just say, hey, Sue, I know we haven't talked in a while, and I was just curious. I wanted to see how things were going. I would love to hear from you, or something like that, right? I sent an email today to a client I haven't seen in probably almost 4 years. We really haven't been much in contact. She worked out with me pretty regularly when I had my in-person studio. And I just sent her a note today. I said, hey, in her name. And I just said, I was just thinking about you the other day because I really was. And, I was just wondering how things were going. I know we haven't seen each other in a while. I'd love to hear from you. And that was all I said. I didn't say, I've got an opening in my schedule or here's what we're doing now. I just wanted to see if maybe this might be something you want to learn more about. There's plenty of time to do that, right? In the beginning, your goal should be to establish interaction and build goodwill, okay? So celebrate their wins. If you notice there's something that they're doing really well, tell them that, okay? Support their launches. Share their content if you feel moved to do that, okay? And when they're ready, they will remember you, right? They will remember you. I believe when you put something like that out in the universe, it always comes back to you. So let me just review these 5 quick tips. And if, I just definitely want to encourage you to go back if you like and listen to this to the beginning of this episode where I talk about, how to get started doing a reach out. I gave you a few pointers there, but these are really the 5 tips that I really had every intention of sharing with you in detail today. Number 1, do your homework first. Learn about someone before you randomly reach out to them. Go to their website, read their profile, engage with their stuff. Act like you know something about them. Tip number 2, comment meaningfully before you reach out. I was pretty much alluding to this already, but it never hurts to add a positive comment to a post. And people, do better than an emoji. Don't just do a thumbs up or a heart. We can do better than this. Engage a meaningful comment, okay? So do that. It really does mean a lot to somebody who is, everybody's trying to get seen. Everybody's trying to be noticed. Everybody's trying to clamor for visibility online today. Do your part in trying to help people do that because it will come back to you. Tip number 3, ask about their work, not their problems. Okay, get in a conversation and ask about what they're doing. Be genuinely curious. Ask questions. They will tell you everything that you need to know. Okay, number 4, offer value without strings. Don't make it a conditional, if I do this for you, will you do this for me? Don't do that, especially in the beginning with people, okay? Offer value without strings. Just offer. If there's a way you can help, just do it. And tip number 5, play the long game. Don't turn every interaction into business. Sometimes interactions aren't meant to be turned into business. Sometimes interactions are just that, okay? But the point is, when you get used to doing this on a regular basis, it feels more natural to you and you will feel more confident and it will be much easier to sell your program, your coaching, your retreat, whatever else that you're selling, okay? So that's what I got for you today. It's how to do reach outs without really feeling spammy and sleazy. I gave you 5 helpful tips. I'd love your feedback on this. If there's something that I said that really landed with you or resonated with you, please feel free to reach out to me. You can go to my website at www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with 1 L. And just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and send me a message. I'd always love connecting with you. And if you know someone in your world who you think this episode would be helpful for, please copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you write to me and tell me where you want this to go, we're happy to send it for you. Okay. So that's what I got for you today, folks. Thanks for all your support, for always tuning in, for following us, for subscribing and downloading. This is why we've been able to reach so many people globally. It's why I love hearing from you every week. Please feel free to, know that my DMs are always open, and just know that we appreciate all of you, whether you're listening to me today for the first time or you've been following me for a long time. We do consider you part of the family. And that's what I got for you today, folks, on the podcast. We will see you next time. Bye.